KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have mostly clear skies. It's 8 degrees above zero in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high around 36, winds southwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Creston Police Department today says there were two arrests over the holiday weekend. Friday afternoon, 34-year-old Jessica Renee Switek of Mount Air was arrested for driving while barred. She was later released on a $2,000 bond. And on Saturday, 26-year-old Jimmy Wayne King of Texas was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center in Creston on charges of OWI first offense and carrying weapons while intoxicated. King was later released also on a $2,000 bond. The Iowa chapter of the American Red Cross is starting out 2022 much as it always does, and that is with a critical need for blood donors as blood supplies are dangerously low. Agency spokeswoman Sue Thasinga says she's hoping the blood shortage in the new year makes people stop and think about what they can do to help year-round. We really encourage people to resolve to do something good this year, she says, and blood donation is a very easy way to make a resolution to help people in need. Thasinga says it only takes an hour of someone's time and doesn't cost a dime. The Red Cross is in need of all blood types, especially those with type O, which is considered a universal type for transfusions. You can safely donate blood every 56 days. Thasinga said so a lot of times donors donate once or twice during the year, and that's fabulous, but if they donated more regularly and more often, that would probably help us avoid situations like we're in right now. If you'd like to find a place to donate, go to www.redcrossblood.org on the web. A female teacher in the Tri-Center Community School District is facing a felony charge of sexual exploitation by a school employee and dissemination and exhibition of obscene material to minors. KETV in Omaha reports officials with the Tri-Center School District say the 26-year-old Josie McMenemy, an agriculture teacher for the Tri-Center Community School District, was arrested last week. Their charge took place on September 1st of 2021. The district reported that they were first made aware of the allegations against McMenemy on December 13th of 21 and initiated an investigation in cooperation with the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office into the allegations. The 26-year-old McMenemy was placed on leave and has had no contact with district students in the school environment since December 13th. An investigation is ongoing. Well, with the new year, new mask policies are being put in place in some Iowa schools, and several districts are dropping their mask mandate as of today. The CDC says all 99 Iowa counties are seeing high transmission of COVID-19. And Nola Agner Davis at the Polk County Health Department says vaccines and masks remain the best ways to bring down the number of infections and hospitalizations.
COVID-19 is not slowing down anytime soon, and especially not going to slow down after the holidays when individuals gathered with family and friends and traveled.
In many cases, school boards decided to make masks optional because COVID-19 vaccines are available for school-aged children. But Agner Davis says the change in the policy is ahead of the numbers.
This would be a reasonable step to take if we saw a high rate of individuals under the age of 18 getting the vaccine. We are still not seeing high vaccination rates for children under 18.
Masks are no longer required in several Iowa school districts, including Decorah, Lynmar, and Southeast Polk. Masks will become optional for West Des Moines students later in the month. Some school districts may require masks if there is a spike in coronavirus infections. In Mount Vernon and community college schools, a mask mandate will be reinstated if the COVID-19 positivity rate is higher than 2% in a school and the absence rate is over 8%. A federal appeals court has ruled that Tyson Foods can't claim it was operating under the direction of the federal government when it tried to keep its processing plants open as the coronavirus spread rapidly within them during the early days of the pandemic. So a lawsuit filed by several families of four workers who died after contracting COVID-19 while working at Tyson's pork processing plant in Waterloo will be heard in state court. The families allege that Tyson's actions contributed to the deaths. Tyson spokesman Gary Mickelson says the company is disappointed in the court ruling, but says the steps Tyson took to keep workers safe during the pandemic, he defended those steps, I should say. And the Iowa Supreme Court says the lawyer for the family of a Burlington woman shot and killed by a police officer in January of 2015 may seek the release of police car dashboard camera video and any unreleased 911 call audio. The decision is a partial victory for the family of Autumn Steele and Open Records advocates because it allows them to pursue getting additional information about the shooting that they've been fighting to obtain for over 6 years. The case involves the shooting of Steele by Jesse Hill, a Burlington police officer. The case now goes back to the state court judge for hearings on the release of the material. That is a check of our news for this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.